did you say your name was? And you live in what county?
Roland County.
All right. And what have you done for work all your life?
Farming.
Just farming?
Just farming.
Never have worked in town?
No, ma'am.
Just a little better. Just about like that. Where do you go to church, Ned?
Oak Grove, yeah, missing your Baptist church, High Fall Road, have you?
Uh-huh. Do you remember where your mother and daddy were born?
No, Monroe County, all I guess.
All right. Do you remember what your daddy did for a living?
Farmed all the time.
Did all the children help him farm?
Yeah, some big push down.
Uh-huh. How many children were in your family?
He was a... There's 7 boys and 2 girls, but...
And did they all live?
No, older one, he died a long time ago, something like that. All of them, 2 living there, something like that. Brother Gid and Millage, he living there.
Uh-huh.
War.
Miss, I'd like for you to tell me something about your house. How many rooms do you have in this house?
There's about 7 in here, I think.
How long have you lived in this house, then?
Let me see. About 10 years, I mean, about then.
And where did you live before you came here?
Down there, this future down there.
Uh-huh.
Still coming down there.
On my granddaddy?
9 years. Ma'am, yes, ma'am.
Did you live on my granddaddy's farm before
yes,
you moved
ma'am.
Here?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All the time. Stayed there 37 years down there. 37 years down there. Last time I moved back here.
Then you remember Aunt Angeline, don't you?
I reckon I do, yes, ma'am. Uncle Henry and all of them. Yes, ma'am, all of them.
Where did she live? In
the old house out across the hill, that block house down there, across the hill there, you know?
Uh-huh.
She lived out there in the woods. Her and Uncle Henry, they both, you know, that's her husband, old man Henry, you know.
Uncle who?
Henry, old man Henry, the Angeline husband she was.
Uh-huh. Yes. It seems like I ought to remember him. How old was he when he died?
Uncle Henry?
Uh-huh.
He was, I don't know exactly how old he was, but he was up in the age, but once they stayed there 40 years, that house was there.
Oh.
Yes.
Is that house still
standing? No, ma'am, it tore down with them wood, no, they built that block out of me, I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
With that house across the hill, they were across the wood, they didn't know.
Is that where we used to find the arrowheads over in there where Uncle Henry used to live?
Might be, I suspect so, yes, ma'am, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Rockefeller, yeah.
Well? You've had a lot of history happening around here, haven't you?
Oh, yes, ma'am, in my days.
You've got a lot of days, ma'am.
Yes.
You surely have. Nitz, do you remember ever working for my granddaddy when you were a little boy?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I remember I married out there 1913, the first time. Little boy there, top hill in the ceiling. Junior, you did a John stayed there.
Uh-huh.
I married her in 1913 after Miss George.
Is that right? Yes. Who married you now?
Miss George.
Mr. George
yes,
married
yes,
you?
Yes, the old man.
He was what?
Justice Peace Award.
Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
And where did you marry?
Out there, his house on the porch out there.
Right across the road from where you live now?
Yes, ma'am, right.
And did you know that that house was standing during the Civil War?
Yes, I'm here. I'm talking about. I helped tore it down here since I've been with A.C. John. I tore it down to Mr. George Jr., you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And he was our superintendent of schools.
Yes.
And you helped tear it down. And that's where you were married.
Yes, my 1913, they were from this.
Uh-huh. Well?
And me and us separated. I married. Next house down there, 1921. Her mother's there.
Uh-huh.
This your house here, Mr. Justin. Stay tuned.